Stories are gifts. It's up to us to take them and receive them.
And to help them see literature as an important part of their life and fun.
And that's when we choose stories and when we put program together, we think in those terms. How can we make kids really have a good time right now in the present? And how will there be something left over for them to benefit from?
I love for children to learn and have fun doing it. So
it's not just a picture on a book, just really animated. I think just rejuvenates the kids.
Enjoy the fact that I'm bringing literature to life, getting kids interested in books.
Children's librarians use it all over the world, the storytelling, as a motivational tool to lead to reading.
And there's heightened awareness between the listener and the teller.
There's such joy in it. It's a way of learning about a culture, and excitement about books. You know, they're fired up about going out and reading more stories.
And to reach inside myself and to trust what was important to me, and whatever I wanted to talk about, those were the things that mattered most to me.
Thinking skills, you know, why did that work and why did that not work? Could they write their own noodle tale?
It's a wonderful way to get kids interested in things and teach them very interesting thing.
And I'm giving them a visual representation of something that can unlock their imagination.
That I think makes us all more aware of the life that is in us at that moment.
A good story also leaves a human being, a child, knowing more about the truth in the world and how it works.
Basic literacy, the way the brain works, there's a lot of really cool brain research that affirms what storytellers have known forever. That the way we know ourselves and our connection to the world is through story.
Because the kids do use their imagination. They hear the oral connection with the story, and then they have to see the vision of that story in their own mind.
The exact picture's not right in front of them. And you use words as your medium, then we're all free to imagine.
I particularly liked when Mrs. Huff came out and told the children that they were going to have to use their imaginations. And throughout the whole program, watching her actions with her expressions and the sounds, and just watching the children being so attentive to all that she was doing.
One of the differences between hearing a storyteller and watching a TV program, I can demonstrate with what I oftentimes do during question and answer sessions with children or even with adults. I'll say, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to try to picture that girl, Bridget, walking through the field. They close their eyes and I'll say, you know, think about what her face looks like. Think about the way she's dressed. Now, okay, open your eyes. How many of you can picture? Every hand goes up. And then I tell them, the Bridget that you saw, and the Bridget that you saw, and the Bridget that you saw, they all look completely different.
I teach with story. I try to have a moral or a reason within that story that the kids can justify in their own minds. Plus, I get to challenge their imagination. And today, that doesn't happen with children. People turn on a television set and unfortunately sit children in front of that TV all day. If they knew what they were watching, if they were involved with what they were watching, if they talked about what the children were seeing.
Their brain is firing all over the place. Generally, when kids are watching TV, they use very little of their brain because the television feeds them so much image that they don't have to think. But those same kids watching storytelling, their brain's firing all over the place because they have to make their own pictures. They have to imagine on a multi-sensory layer. When you're listening to a story, you imagine the smells, as well as the sounds, as well as the feelings. And the child or adult listener is transported by that story. And so their brain fires all over. And I know this is true because I saw it on TV.
So many times as parents, we're so busy, we don't have that opportunity to tell stories to our children as we did in days past. You know, we used to just tell the stories and just instead of watching cartoons on TV or watching a show, it was a great opportunity for them to have a person telling the story without basically literally any props.
What we did here this afternoon is very different than watching a TV show. It's very different than popping in your average video because we're truly using our imaginations.
truly. And, you know, how important is imagination? Well, you might have heard the quote, imagination is more important than knowledge.
The one who does right by her fellow human beings, and the children easily pick up on that and often will model that in their own lives. They'll see and know the wicked one and love and appreciate the good one and the rewards that that person reaps.
Each class member's application may not match the other class member's application, and that's really important because a person who hears a story hears what they need to hear at the time they hear the story. And it may not be the same thing.
And those stories are the bones. And with folklore, and particularly comparative folklore, where you find the same story in different cultures, you realize that our differences are fascinating and unique. They are not to be feared. They are not to be viewed as a threat. It's just a different way.
We get to learn about another culture through the story. Oftentimes the story has a message. We get excited about books. We're using our imagination. There are so many levels. We can use a story to instruct, whether it's teaching something about science or math. There's just so many pieces to it.
One of the things that I would love for teachers and everybody else to appreciate increasingly is the connection between storytelling and literacy. And even in terms of cultural development or people learning something about themselves, I got a chance to go to South Africa this past fall with the People to People Ambassadors program at the invitation of the National Storytelling Network based in Jonesboro, Tennessee. And while I was doing a performance at a particular school there, I came to find that many of the children in the so-called colored town of Atlantis didn't really know very many stories, not at all. And that saddened me. And they didn't know very much about themselves, their own backgrounds culturally.
I think it's really important for kids to read. And I think that by seeing these story performances, they're inspired to read. They're inspired to tell their stories. They're inspired to read more stories.
Parents need to read to their children because it is one of the best ways to interact with their children emotionally, to create a bond, to have time together. They need to read to their children also because it's building that foundation of literacy, the knowledge of the words and the places and the people in our world.
Have the children draw pictures, draw a comic strip. If possible, a series of pictures, but at least draw one picture. And then after that was in the story that was told, because after the child draws the picture, then the child can start adding in dialogue or putting words to the picture. So it encourages writing, starting with the picture, because storytelling is essentially transferring image in my head to image in the audience's head. It's a picture oriented art.
To make literature and books and reading an important, and writing an important part of their life was an important part of our life.
Part of the real power for storytelling, this is a natural way for children to learn vocabulary.
Early childhood education, lots of research to affirm that oral language development is the first and most important step towards better reading and writing. If you've never heard the word in the dynamic context of a story, then it's not in your sight vocabulary. But when you've heard the word in a story, then when you see it in text, when you see it in your textbook, that word now makes sense because you've got a palpable experience of that word.
Also a chance to get a greater foundation of